The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Bradley Cooper told Oprah during an interview about feeling embarrassed after he found out he wasn't nominated for Best Director for A Star Is Born.
I was with my friend. I was in New York City at a coffee shop, and I looked down at my phone, and they said, you know, congratulations on these other things, but they didn't tell me the bad news. And I went, oh, wow. And the first thing I felt was embarrassment, actually. Well, think about it. I felt embarrassed that I didn't do my part. So I'll work on that. It'll be, you know. Yeah. Yeah, embarrassment. I went, oh, gosh, I didn't do my job.
All right, so breaking Ariana Grande news. Due to a disagreement with Grammy producers over which songs that she would perform, Ariana Grande, who has been featured on billboards promoting the show all over LA, not only will not be performing now at the February 10th show, she will not even be attending it, according to sources close to the situation. An insider says that Ariana felt insulted after producers initially refused to allow her to perform Seven Rings, which of course is her new single, this one. And a compromise was reached where they said, okay, well, you can do Seven Rings as part of a melody, but they wanted to pick the second song that she was going to be doing. I guess Ariana was really pissed off about that. She wanted to pick all the songs that she was going to perform. She said that the same stipulations were not imposed on other performers of the show, and now reps for the Grammys are not immediately responding to requests for comments. So this whole dispute is like pretty bad, I guess.
I'm surprised, she's not even like, why they would, like, especially Ariana Grande. She's not like an unknown artist. Like,
just let her do what she wants.
This is her big song. Yeah, like, let her do it.
Ariana Grande, I think, is one of the biggest singers and artists right now.
Maybe she'll change her mind if the Grammys reach out to her and say, okay, you can do what you want. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not. So we'll keep you updated.
What did she want to do? Did she want to do, like, Thank You Next or something?
It doesn't say. She wanted to do Seven Rings. I guess they may not have wanted her to do that. They finally agreed to that if she would put it in a melody or a medley. Like, I guess probably
a bunch
of songs.
They didn't want her to do the full performance of this song.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then they also wanted to help pick, like, the other songs that she was going to perform, and she said no. She wanted to pick it all.
I don't know why, because this song, by the way, is very quick. It's like, what, 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
It's not that long of a song.
So Kanye West has pulled out of a $14 million purchase of an apartment that he bought for his wife Kim Kardashian for Christmas, and now that place is back on the market. Sources say Kardashian wasn't so happy about the expensive surprise and has told Kanye to pull out of the purchase, which means he'll merely lose his deposit, which is about $600,000.
I'll never be able to afford a $600,000 house, and he just gives that up as the deposit.
A rep for Kanye West said none of those reasons mentioned for pulling out of the purchase are true. When Kim and Kanye went to Miami to view the condo together after Christmas, Kim loved it. She just thought that it wasn't really private enough for them, and so now they're looking for a vacation home that is more secluded and offers more privacy for their family. And this is my favorite story of the day. Aldi, which is a grocery store, they have
Love
like
Aldi.
Cheaper food and stuff. Joe likes it. I grew up eating Aldi. They have announced a limited edition 80s themed cheese variety. The cheeses include sweet cheddar of mine, Guns N' Roses, pour some Gouda on me, Devil Leopard, wake me up before you goat by Wham, girls just want to have Fontina, Cyndi Lauper, total eclipse of the Havarti, Bonnie Tyler, and Billy Goat is not my lover, Michael Jackson. The cheeses will be available for a limited time. I think this is an adorable Valentine's Day gift idea. If your significant other is a music person and a cheese person, bruh, run to Aldi now. That is so freaking cute. Put it in a heart-shaped box from Paper Source or whatever. Make it cute. That is cheap. It's creative and different.
One,
I love it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Pour some goat cheese on me.
Pour some Gouda on me.
Oh, my bad. I mixed up my two favorites. I'm sorry.
That's the garbage.